T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, ComEd's outage map indicates more than 200,000 homes and businesses remain without electricity and have been for the most part since Monday afternoon. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the latest.
Susan Leahy of Orland Park says she has a generator that's powering her refrigerator and a microwave oven, and that's it. And she's looking at possibly another 3 days without full power from ComEd.
I got an email or a text message that said Saturday at 3 o'clock.
What do you think about that?
I think it's terrible. It's just terrible.
ComEd Vice President Rich Nagrin says he understands the frustration of people who continue to go without electricity. He says ComEd is bringing in 1,500 workers from other parts of the country to help the 800 ComEd crew members restore power.
One single person out with power during a critical moment is incredibly frustrating. And for some folks who care a lot about whether they're working from home or e-learning or rely on medical devices to keep up their health and safety, power is critical, and we know that.
Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Work crews also trying to restore power to residents in northwest Indiana. NIPSCO says 19,700 customers are still in the dark, and crews are working around the clock to get power restored. Officials say they hope to have everyone back online by Friday evening, although some service may not be restored until Saturday. Elmhurst School District 205 is joining its neighboring districts and starting the school year online.
District 205 Superintendent David Moyer says there aren't enough teachers to start the school year with hybrid learning on August 24th. That's why he proposed pushing back the start of the school year to September 14th. But even then,
there's no guarantees built into this that everything will be either hybrid or in person.
School board members voted to start the school year as scheduled, but shifted to fully remote learning for at least 3 weeks. The school board hopes to use that time to hire additional teachers willing and able to teach in person. Assistant Superintendent Luke Pavone.
I cannot guarantee you that we will have all of this figured out. I mean, my goal is to get it done by September 14th, but there's no guarantee, though.
District 205 did intensify its remote learning requirements, offering 5 hours of learning a day compared to just 2 hours last spring. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago police say they discovered a truck loaded with what appeared to be burglary tools 1 day after looters hit stores in downtown and River North. Commander Matthew Klein says the truck was spotted near Grand and Clark.
A traffic stop was conducted. Team members heard movement in the back of the box truck and opened the truck and found two individuals. One of those individuals possessed a handgun in his waistband.
Chicago police are now saying that they're checking video of the looting to see whether the truck was used to carry away any of the stolen items. Police are crediting a group of friends for preventing the abduction of a 13-year-old girl. This is in Carroll Stream last Friday. Reports indicate a man in his 20s came up behind the girl near Flint Trail in Niagara and physically tried to pick her up. Investigators say three other children ran to her defense and repeatedly hit the man until he let her go. Some residents of Englewood are upset they weren't notified ahead of time about a police reform rally last night. A spokesman for an area community group tells the Sun-Times, if people have an issue with the police, quote, take it to 35th and Michigan. That's where CPD headquarters is located. Another person said they were concerned because if trouble started, it was them, the local residents, who would have to deal with it. There's new information about the shooting on Sunday. It's believed to have sparked the looting later.
The police shooting of Latrell Allen in Englewood over the weekend is said to have sparked looting and chaos in downtown Chicago. Prosecutors say Allen took off running when police responded to a man with a gun and then fired 8 shots at pursuing officers before they shot him. Allen's attorneys say none of the officers had body cameras and that Allen's hands were never swabbed for evidence of gunshot residue. Police claim the officers involved in the incident were from a new unit that had not yet been assigned body cameras. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.